In working with teachers along all points of the entrepreneurial journey and through the Side Hustle Teachers Facebook group, there are some mistakes that come up over and over. Today, we're going to dig into them and what you should do instead. Stick around. Welcome to Side Hustle Teachers, where we believe that being a teacher doesn't mean you have to be broke or burnt out. Our mission is to help teachers like you build successful businesses so you can find financial freedom, pursue your passions, and discover the many options that exist for you beyond the classroom walls. Hey there, welcome to the Side Hustle Teachers podcast. I'm Stacey Ogden, your host. When you're starting something new, mistakes are inevitable, but some mistakes are avoidable if you're prepared for them. So on today's show, I'm going to share five of the mistakes I see most often with clients and with members of the Side Hustle Teachers community, and may or may not have made some myself when starting out, and we're going to talk about how to avoid them. Now, before we jump into today's topic, I just would like to ask you a personal favor. If you are a fan of the show, I would love it if you could head over to your podcast app and leave us a great review. Reviews are one of the things that helps iTunes and other podcast apps find us and recommend us to others, and it helps other teachers like you find the content that we share here that I personally think is super valuable. So just go ahead into whatever podcast app you're using and leave us a great review. It is very much appreciated. All right, so let's jump into today's topic at hand, and that is making mistakes. The first mistake that I see entrepreneurs making pretty regularly is choosing a business based on what your friend sells. So here's the thing. People will come into the Side Hustle Teachers Facebook group and they'll post that a friend of theirs has had really good luck with XYZ business and that they're thinking of doing the same thing. Now, this happens most often, but definitely not exclusively with direct sales companies, partly because they really actively recruit people. And they also tend to trot out successful sellers and promise quick returns. So this does happen a little bit more often with direct sellers, but it's not entirely that way. And while it's great to see that you've been inspired by another edupreneur, it's important to think about your business as yours and consider what you want to do. What do you like to do with your time? What are you great at? And what do you want your life to look like? So the way to really sidestep this error is before you jump into a business because someone else is having success with it, remember that you're more likely to have success with something that you're passionate about. If we're talking about products, then it should be something that you use regularly and can recommend enthusiastically, even if you don't make any money off of it. And if we're talking about services, then it needs to be something that you feel really passionately about spending your time, energy, and mental capacity doing. Otherwise, it's just not worth it. The second mistake I see most often is that people wait too long to get started. Now, on the flip side of jumping in too quickly because you're excited by somebody else's success, there's not getting started because you're waiting for something. Whether you're waiting for the perfect time or the perfect hustle, people often delay starting a business because they feel it's not just right. And the truth is, there's no such thing as the perfect side hustle, as we talked about in episode 25. If you haven't heard that one, go back and give it a listen. There's just the next right step. There's no such thing as the perfect time to start a side hustle. Just like there's never a perfect time to have a kid, to start a new diet, or to try a new hairstyle. You just have to decide to do it and go for it. So the easiest way to sidestep this mistake is to stop overthinking and start doing. You need to remember that clarity comes from action and not thinking. Now, remember, action doesn't have to be big action. It can be small baby steps. You can talk to people and ask what they think about your idea. You can start putting content out on social media. You can do a number of things that sort of just dip your toe in the entrepreneurial pool before you take the full plunge. The third mistake that I see people making is that they try to take on too much too fast. If you've ever gone on one of those highly restrictive diets, like the kind where you can only eat meat and beans, you know it doesn't last because it's impossible to maintain. And the minute someone waves an apple or a piece of bread at you, game over. Now, the same thing is true of starting and growing a business. If you try to do everything, be all the places, run all the social media, and put out new content all the time, you are going to burn out. And the minute someone says, "Do you want to take a nap?" game over. So, what you need to remember as a side hustler is that all businesses, especially side hustlers, and especially side hustling teachers, need to focus on activities that are going to make you money and get you known for what you want to be known for. You don't need to do all the things. I'm 7 years into my journey and I'm still not doing all the things and being all the places because I have, at this point, a more realistic understanding of my time and what to prioritize in my business as opposed to trying to do all the things. True confession here, this is totally one of the things I did when I was starting out, and I almost lost my business because of it, because I had to take a break and step away. And we all know that when you take a break and step away, it's hard to get back on that horse. So take it slow, take on the most important activities first, and then start to worry about peripheral things. When we're talking about social media, go for one platform. And then when you master that and you feel really comfortable and you feel ready to take on a new platform, add that into what you're doing. But the world is not going to crumble because you're not on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and TikTok. Pick one and stick with that for a while. Similarly, we have mistake number four, and that is trying to do everything ourselves. There is a lot of learning to be done when you are building a business. Things that you've never had to think about as a teacher are part and parcel for entrepreneurs, but that doesn't mean that you have to be the expert in everything or that you have to do everything yourself. When your time is precious, you have to use it to do things that are within your skill set and help you move forward towards your goals. So if you're not a tech-savvy person, you have to question whether spending the time and energy on building a website is worth it. Or would that time be better spent working on your marketing and with clients while somebody else builds your website? Notice I'm not saying you don't need one, just that you don't have to be the one to build it. And I know what you're thinking, but hiring someone doesn't have to be an expensive proposition. You can find folks who are new to their craft and they often charge less because they're trying to get testimonials and they're trying to build up a client base and a reputation. Or you can even barter your services in exchange for theirs. So there are ways that you can be creative to come up with solutions to this problem of not being able to do things yourself. And last but not least, there's the fifth mistake that I see being made, and that is quitting too soon. Regardless of what internet marketers trumpet in their Facebook ads, building a business takes time. It's a long-term play. No one goes out and starts raking in thousands of dollars a month right off the bat, but too many quit before they make any money thinking that they've done something wrong. You haven't. Before I monetized my first business, my blog, I worked to establish it for 6 months. Then, when I put AdSense on it, I made $2.11 the first month. But do you know why that $2.11 made me so happy? Because it proved I had something that could make money. Was I going to hand in my resignation the following Monday? No. But it was proof that I had something. When you're starting and growing a business, remember that it's going to take time. Like a lesson plan, you're going to tweak it and change it and rearrange it many times before you hit the sweet spot. I mean, come on. Think of a lesson you wrote in your first year versus what you would plan now. There's no contest, right? Because you have experience and you've tweaked and you've changed and you've adapted along the way. So in order to sidestep this mistake, you need to give yourself time to learn what you're doing. You need to figure out what works and what doesn't work for you, not for everybody, for you. And you need to tweak your business until you find your edupreneur sweet spot. So let me just recap the five mistakes I see teachers making when they are starting a side hustle. Number one, choosing a business based on what your friend sells and not what you're passionate about. Number two, waiting too long to get started and waiting for that perfect opportunity. Number three, taking on too much too fast and burning out. Number four, trying to do everything yourself. And number five, quitting too soon. I would love to know, guys, have you made any of these mistakes in your business? I know I have. And I honestly think sometimes it's just part of the learning process. But you don't have to do all of these things in order to call yourself an entrepreneur. Hopefully, this episode has helped you sidestep a couple of these landmines and get your business moving forward. If you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Side Hustle Teachers Podcast, I invite you to check out the Edupreneur Academy at members.sidehustleteachers.com. Edupreneur Academy is an essential resource for any teacher looking to start or grow a side hustle while still being a boss in the classroom. Whether you're still narrowing down your idea for a business or you're already up and running and are looking for ways to grow and attract customers, Edupreneur Academy can help you get to the next level. With our course library, monthly live calls exclusively for members, and easy priority access to ask questions and get help, feedback, and advice, Edupreneur Academy is the perfect place for any teacher trying to start, manage, and grow a profitable side hustle. Check it out at members.sidehustleteachers.com. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I know that you're busy and your time is precious, so I truly appreciate you spending some of it with me. If you like what you're hearing, you can support Side Hustle Teachers in three ways. Leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Reviews help Apple know we're here and we're helpful so more people can find us. You can share the show with friends and family. Did you know that podcast listenership is growing every single year? And a lot of that is because of recommendations from people just like you. And lastly, join our community. You can find Side Hustle Teachers on all the major social platforms, and we have a very active, engaged Facebook group. Join us. All the cool kids are doing it. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, take care.